The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was a harsh reality sitting at dinner this weekend in Charleston with my mom, my brother's fiance, and her mom, and I realized that my days of being the favorite golden child are coming to an end, because at some point they will have the ultimate trump card that makes them the favorite side of the family, and that trump card is having children. And this sentiment was reflected on the New Heights podcast this week with Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey, and Deion Sanders, where Jason Kelsey revealed that he is only the favorite child after Travis had the golden child status for years because he has the babies.
First of all, y'all parents rank y'all just don't know. Okay.
No, for sure. Mom's always had Travis number one. I do know.
Listen, and right now, mom has Jason number one because he has kids.
That is true. She has said that. She has made that comment. She's put some pressure on him.
So what you waiting on, though? So what you waiting on?
He's waiting on that wedding, that big blowout wedding with T-Swift.
Yeah, it was a while ago that we had my friend Chris D'Amino on, who has two daughters, and he told us straight up, like, he will tell his kids who's in first place this week. He's got two daughters. And he's like, I just want to let you know that you're number one in the standings this week. But you can make a run, and you could be number one by the end of the week, but right now you're number two.
Mm-hmm. And here's where you can make improvements if you want to, like, you know, eclipse your sister and take the top spot. Uh-huh.
It's incredibly refreshing because my parents also ranked my brother and I, but they didn't have to tell us. We just knew. Comments that are also being called refreshing are comments from John Cena, who recently vocalized that he doesn't have kids and doesn't plan on changing that anytime soon. So he's previously mentioned in the past that he doesn't really have the time to be a great parent because he's living his life to the fullest. He's currently married for 5 years. He's been married for 5 years to a 36-year-old engineer and says that they share the same values when it comes to family planning. So John recently doubled down at a convention in Boston. He said, I'll give you a small insight into my life. I've been working straight for 43 days now, and I've got another 20 to go. So if I were to bring a life into this world that needs environmental nurture and unconditional love, I also know that takes time, and I've been blessed with some great opportunities. Life has awarded me the chance to do some amazing things, and right now I want to seize those opportunities. So I don't want to make an irresponsible choice and bring a life into the world that I will neglect. I don't think that's fair.
Good for him for speaking out. For a lot of people that are just like, they feel like outcasts when they tell people that they don't want to have kids. Like, that's not even natural. I still think it's more acceptable for a guy to say, even in 2025, than a woman. But look, let's give this advice here. When somebody tells you that they don't want kids, don't try to talk them out of it. They know themselves better than you do. So that's not something you can be talked into. It's a little bit too important.
And I think, as somebody who's been on both sides of the coin, I think when people hear somebody say that, I find it refreshing. And I applaud that honesty and that self-awareness. Mm-hmm. I think that's most important. But when somebody says that, I think people's knee-jerk reaction, not all people, but some people are like, how could you value work over bringing a child into the world? What could be more important than, you know, bringing life into the world? But it's like, you can be fulfilled in so many different ways, and that doesn't have to just be children. Like, that could definitely be one way, but if you love your career and you are passionate about what you do, and whether that's, you know, through film or art or philanthropy, like that, I mean, some people are going to find this hard to believe. That can be just as fulfilling, if not more, than having a child for some.
And here's a guy that is on the road, you know, when he was at his peak, was probably on the road 300 days out of the year, right? Mm-hmm. So he's looking at his life and he's like, this is my priority right now. This is who I am. So I think he made a responsible decision. But again, if this was a female wrestler saying the exact same mm-hmm. thing, I wonder if the impression would be the same. Probably not.
Never. Yeah. But I mean, here's the thing. It's very cool that we live in a time where we get to have that choice to either have kids or not. Like, it's only been like, what, the last 60 years that birth control has been available to the general public. So the fact that we even have the choice to make those decisions for our lives is pretty incredible. And so I think we should celebrate that rather than being afraid of it. Jon Bon Jovi is sharing his thoughts on his son, Jake, and Millie Bobby Brown becoming parents. These are some young parents right here, but they've lived a lot of life. And at the ages of 21 and 23, they decided to adopt a baby girl. And on the latest episode of the Dumb Blonde podcast, he described the experience as crazy, but great and wonderful.
And what's it like being a grandpa?
Crazy, but great, wonderful. They adopted a girl and we met the baby, obviously. And, you know, immediately that becomes your grandchild. You know what I mean? Your baby. So it's beautiful. I want to see pictures like every other day. I'm that pain in the butt guy already. And, and yeah, so it's cool. And, you know, our son, Jesse, and his wife, they're going to have a baby. So suddenly it's a shift again.
I think that's the perfect way to describe it, because I think a lot of people think, oh, if I adopt a kid, it's not going to feel exactly like it's my baby. But mm-hmm. the second you get that kid in your arms and you look into their eyes, that's your kid or that's your grandbaby.
I know this is a twisted thought, but I literally have never heard anybody say that my parents were way better parents than they have been grandparents. Everybody always says, oh, my parents, they weren't that great with me. Where were they? But as grandparents, they're fantastic. I've never heard it the other way around.
No, I am in an algorithm where people my age, so I'd say like Gen X, maybe elder millennials, grandparents are very hands off. And I have seen those complaints that the grandparents aren't stepping up and they are not participating, and that when they have the opportunity to see the grandkids, they prefer just to like live their life and do their thing rather than participate as grandparents.
Huh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
Oh. Yeah.
There has been a shift, and I've seen several people online mentioning that there has been this shift of where they're just focused on their life and don't have time for the grandkids.
It could not be my family. My mom is chomping at the bit. She's like, where's the grandbaby? Where are they?
Hey, The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
After his controversial comments on his show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, got him taken off the air, Jimmy Kimmel will be making a return to our televisions tonight. Kind of. So here's the backstory. If you haven't heard yet, Jimmy Kimmel made a couple of comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting that really upset some of the powers that be at the FCC and ABC, and they suspended him and his show. Well, now he'll be making a comeback. But for context, here is the comments that got him taken off the air.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief.
So the FCC then got dragged in when Chairman Brendan Carr blasted Kimmel, saying that his comments were quote unquote truly sick, and warning that ABC/Disney and their affiliate stations could face regulatory consequences up to the risk of losing their licenses if they didn't take action. So, of course, in response, they pulled Jimmy Kimmel off of the air. After that, big affiliate owners like Nexstar and Sinclair then pulled the show from their ABC stations. And then ABC had to do what they called quote unquote thoughtful conversations with Jimmy Kimmel and made the decision to return him back to the air September 23rd, which of course is today. But not all of the affiliate stations have agreed to this, including Sinclair and Nexstar.
So here's where the politics of the whole thing comes in. And for me, this is where it gets scary also, is that Nexstar and Sinclair are both up for mergers right now. In order to get your merger approved, that has to go through the FCC. So you got a lot of moving parts here, and this is what people are arguing about when it comes to freedom of speech and the government. There shouldn't be any kind of influence by the government on what you can say, and that's what the controversy is all about here. A lot of people are saying, like, hey, these licenses now are being threatened that they won't go through. The mergers won't go through if you don't do what the government is telling you and your message isn't congruent with the government. That's the big controversy of the whole thing.
For sure. And I understand the fear, but also if ABC has given you the green light, it kind of seems like you could just use ABC as the fall guy. Like, well, we're just doing what our network is telling us to do. If ABC is putting the program back on the air, then let's just go through with it. It does seem a little bit like it's leaning too far to one side to just be like, well, we're just not even going to approve the program to come back on the air.
Well, Sinclair and what's the other one?
Nexstar.
Those are the owners of the TV stations. It's very different than the actual network itself. So the network provides the show to the stations. The stations are now saying, do we really want to put him back on when we have this merger coming up and we got to get FCC approval? So you're talking about two different entities. I think a lot of people feel like the TV stations themselves are owned by Disney. That is not true.
For sure.
This is The Bert Show.
Let's get in one of Abby's last entertainment buzzes before she's homeless.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I implore you, Bert Show audience, please listen for at least 3 to 5 minutes so I can pay my rent. I'm going to be unemployed soon. Are you so excited to talk about the Sabrina Carpenter news?
Oh my God, what's going on with Sabrina?
This is your favorite thing to talk about.
Love it.
Actually, there's no Sabrina Carpenter news, but there's Tom Holland news. Are you so excited to talk about Tom Holland?
Do tell.
So Tom Holland.
Wait a second. Let's test Bert. Name a Tom Holland movie that's not Spider-Man. Go.
He was in a really bad one that got terrible reviews on Netflix recently. I don't know any.
Guess what? I don't either.
I don't.
It wasn't even like a
it was a Netflix, like a pan.
Yeah, he was like an action hero and he was like pew pew.
You don't need to do anything. No, he's got Zendaya. He's just like in his little baby Bjorn around Zendaya's neck. He's fine.
Are you kidding? No, they are the most. Okay. One, yeah, as a short king, you should love this. You should love this for him. And they are relationship goals. Like the way they look out for each other, yeah, and protect each other. Agreed. I'm a big fan.
They're so cute. I'm going to be so sad when they ride off into the sunset. Have you gotten a custom one for Amanda to wear when you go to New Zealand with her?
Is that what we're going to do? Is that what you're going to use my words against me?
You said it first. So Tom Holland did suffer a mild concussion when the baby Bjorn did snap in half while he was filming Spider-Man Brand New Day. This is the upcoming fourth installment in the Spider-Man film series. Tom Holland, who I had no idea is 29 years old. I didn't realize he was older than me. He's currently taking a brief hiatus from production, but it is expected to resume in the coming days. He's in the hospital with a mild concussion. Pretty scary for the Spider-Man actor. The film is still on schedule to release July 31st, 2026. And other really jarring news, I'm sure you saw a couple of videos going around of Taylor Swift walking behind a bulletproof screen at the Chiefs game. We all saw this. And I think a lot of people thought it probably had something to do with all the Charlie Kirk stuff that was going on, with public figures probably feeling a little bit nervous for their safety. But Taylor Swift has actually a legitimate threat against her right now, because her team is actively searching for a stalker who has been harassing her for years, and they can't find him. He didn't show up for his court hearing and they can't track him down. Even her own private investigators cannot find him. The individual has been identified as Brian Jason Wagner. He has allegedly been calling Taylor Swift his quote unquote baby mama, and has been persistently showing up at her Los Angeles home. In response to these ongoing incidents, Swift has filed for a temporary restraining order against him. A judge has granted this restraining order and prohibits him from contacting Swift whatsoever. But I mean, still, if you've got, you know, this threat is against you and you can't find this guy, even your own private investigators, or I'm sure the FBI is going to have to get involved, because she's such a big deal that even when she went to like the United Kingdom, she had more security detail than Prince Harry when she was out and about.
And I know it's a cliche here, man, but it just takes one crazy ass man. I mean, we've been talking about Charlie Kirk now for a couple of, it just takes one crazy person.
I would be terrified to leave my house if I was her, because I mean, her along with other like world leaders right now, I would be constantly looking over my shoulder.
Like, you're on edge and like constantly, not even like, not even your own home, because we hear all the time about how people are breaking into celebrity homes. How, why, I don't know, but it happens more often than not. So I would imagine that you're just constantly feeling like you have to look over your shoulder.
She has a documentary out that came out a few years ago called Miss Americana. And I will never forget one of the incidents she talked about, because she's had some weird things happen to her, like people driving through like the gates of her home. But she said that there was one guy that got into her home so much that he was able to get into her bedroom and get in her bed. Mm. I don't think she was in the bed, but for someone to invade that kind of privacy, in a place where you're supposed to feel safe, a place where you can put your own guardrails for protection, has got to be absolutely terrifying and just a big mind F for her.
I would really love to talk to one of these celebrities that have, a big celebrity that has their homes broken into, because it just makes no sense to me. You would think if you make that, two things that don't make sense to me when it comes to celebrity: somebody busting your house and how celebrities get DUIs. Both of those things, how is that even possible?
It makes no sense. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast while you still can on your favorite listening platform.
Are we going to do that for 5 weeks?
I'm just going to find different variations of saying that the show is coming to an end.
Is it even 5 weeks?
Yes, this week and then four more. Yeah.
All right. So
that makes five.
If you don't,
we have 29 shows.
See, there's that Kentucky education paying off again.
And I asked Tommy, and he was supposed to hit up Josh and see if we could get some kind of like intro every morning where it's like 29 more shows of the Burt Show.
Can I actually say 29?
Is it not 29?
No.
39?
It's 23.
Yep.
23 shows.
23 and one break.
Damn.
23. Well, not that Tommy's counting to get into his RV and hit the road.
This is The Burt Show.